Community is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in through the web, we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. So today is Christmas Eve. Now, that being said, I am not doing a Christmas music episode. Now, a lot of you might think that I'm a Scrooge or I'm a Grinch, and that is true. I'm not denying the allegations. Christmas is a very interesting time of year for me. I feel that, I don't know, I don't have the greatest relationship with a lot of my family, and a lot of the times, like, I'm happy for other people to have that sense of, like, belonging and collectiveness. I don't have that. So being around people where they're like, oh, like, I just spent the most amazing Christmas with my family, and, like, I love my family so much, and, like, my family's so amazing, is definitely really, like, it just makes me feel really bad. That being said, this episode goes out to everybody out there who isn't really looking forward to the holidays, whether it's because, you know, you don't have the greatest relationship with your family, whether you're far from your family, you can't really, like, tap in on that sense of belonging and collectiveness, or if you just don't love Christmas music and you want to hear anything but. That's what today is going to be. If you couldn't tell by the bed music, we're going to be doing more of black metal today. So shout out to Chance and Chris for helping me put this together. We love them. And yeah, basically today's episode is going to be black metal. Like I'd mentioned, there's going to be a couple different artists, like, from Canada. I don't know. Maybe you'll know some names, maybe you won't. We have seven to choose from because they're all over 5 minutes in true black metal fashion. But yeah, quickly, just going back to what I was saying before, you know, this is a really tough time of year for a lot of people, and I just want you to know that this is, like, a safe space. I don't know. I find that I hate listening to the radio around Christmas time because it is a lot of Christmas music. So this is, even if you do like Christmas music, honestly, it gets played from November until January, like, ad nauseum. So this is just honestly a good little intermission, I would say, because I have a feeling a lot of our volunteers are going to be doing a la Christmas music this week especially, which makes sense and good for them. Not my personal vibe, but I understand it. I think I did do a Christmas music episode last year, and even then it was not super in your face. I don't know. I feel really bad also. This is another tangent, but my housemates get really excited for Christmas. So we put the tree up, and, like, that's fine. Like, I like doing that, and watching, like, a couple Christmas movies is fine. But the Christmas tree waits until, like, December. or at least like halfway through November. And I think we put it up mid-November because we were all leaving relatively early in December. But yeah, like I'm just, I don't know. It's never been my thing. Shout out to my old housemate from first and second year, and then Maggie, who's been with me from third year until now. But they're both big Christmas people. And like Julia, I remember she would play Christmas music like first thing November, and I would have to go to her and be like, can you like not play this in the common areas? Like, I love you to bits and you have great music taste and I respect it, but I can't do Christmas music in November. I can't even do Christmas music like now. Hence the black metal. So that's enough of my nonsensical ramblings. We're going to get into the nonsensical ramblings of other people now. We're going to kick things off with a recommendation from Chris. That was a recommendation from Chance. So there's a lineage here. This is Witch Club Satan with their song Mother Sea. This is off of their self-titled album, Witch Club Satan, which came out in 2024. It has a great sound to it. This is like, it definitely was a standout when we were talking about black metal artists. And they, I actually don't know where they're from, but they are a feminist occult black metal band, which we love. We love to see women in black metal. That is, it's something that always excites me when I see, I guess, genres that are typically male dominated to find like female fronted groups or all female groups. Anyhow, so we'll be listening to them. And then after that, we have a song by Mayhem, because DJ Mayhem, which is called Weep for Nothing. Now, this is off of their album. This is off of their single, Despair. It's a 7-minute track, which we love. And yeah, it came out beginning of December, so quite fresh, quite new. Weep for Nothing is, it embodies how I feel at Christmas, because as much as it's like so joyous for everybody else, I'm sitting there trying to hold back tears because first of all, very overwhelming. Just like, you're constantly cycling between seeing people, seeing family, like everybody expects you to be super high energy, super fun, super like engaged, and I'm already not about that, and then adding the layer of like holidays and some of the like not so great feelings that come with that, it's a lot. And it feels like I'm weeping for nothing. There's a lot of context that leads up to that, and obviously like layering and layering of things that are happening and that have led to that point, but it does feel like I'm weeping for nothing. And then we're gonna finish it off with Thantifaxith, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, with Solar Witch. So this group is from Toronto, Ontario. They played at the Grad Club quite recently, I believe a month or two ago. I really did want to make it out to their show. I don't think I was feeling like super great. I either had like an assignment or a deadline looming, or I was just sick, which I literally talked about this last week, how I keep saying, oh, I would have gone to this show except I was sick, or except I felt horrible. I don't know. Maybe I should get that checked out. Maybe you shouldn't feel sick and tired all the time. But yeah, we're going to finish off with Solar Witch. That's from their 2023 album, Hive Mind Narcosis. So without further ado, this is Witch Club Satan with Mother Sea on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tears blow, flow, flies, rivers running backwards.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Solar Witch, which is by Fantafaxith. Again, pronunciation is not my strong suit, but they are Toronto-based black metal group. Before that, we had Mayhem with Weep for Nothing, and at the very top of that set, we eased into it with Witch Club Satan and Mother Sea, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca also, if you're listening in on the web. Who knows? If you couldn't tell by that little sampler pot of music, we are doing black metal Christmas, not even Christmas, because they're not Christmas-themed black metal songs, but this is kind of like the antithesis of Christmas music, which I personally love because I feel like there's so much Christmas music that is constantly playing, and I don't really love it. Like, I know a lot of people are diehard Christmas fans. I live with one of them, and I used to live with another one of them. And listen, I love that people love it, but it's not for me. I also just don't really like Christmas that much. And I think I get a lot of, like, empty stares when I say that, but it's just not, like, a super fun time of year unless you're in a very specific mindset and you come from a very different context than I do. Like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the magic of Christmas gets lost when your family is, like, not super, like, collective type people, and there's people in my family I don't talk to, and it's just kind of like a lot of emotional labor. So if that's you, this is me, like, connecting with you and letting you know you're not alone. Like, so many people live and die by Christmas, and I can't do it. Like, personally, I don't understand. It's not for me. And it's great. Like, I love that other people have that. I can't do it. I don't know. And I feel like there's people even out there who don't really totally love that we play Christmas music for, like, 2.5 months around Christmas. Because maybe you don't celebrate Christmas. So maybe you just want to listen to normal. You want to turn the radio on and listen to normal music, i.e. not seasonal Christmas music that you hear the same three songs over and over again. I swear to God, if I hear Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You one more time, my eye is gonna twitch and I'm gonna, like, blow up. Like, I can't do it. That, on top of the fact, I'm going on a tangent super duper quickly, but has anybody seen the commercial that she's done with Sephora, where she's basically, like, saying, oh yeah, like, we can't have Christmas because the elves went on strike, like, you guys ruined Christmas. Like, what a dig at, like, the working class. Like, oh, sorry, we want, like, fair work conditions, but you're actually ruining Christmas because of it. Like, that reminds me so much. There's a lot of things that this connects to. But when everybody was getting so pressed about, like, the Canada Post stuff, and I'm like, they have to go on strike around Christmas because otherwise the government will just be like, okay, well, we can use alternate, like, couriers. Whereas, like, during Christmas, so many people, especially now, are ordering stuff online and relying on delivery services such as Canada Post to make sure that that gets to them. Like, that's the only time that it makes a difference for them to strike. I mean, there are other times, obviously, like, it inconveniences people for a multitude, like, during a multitude of times, but that's where it hits the hardest, and that's why they have to do it then. Like, that's pretty, I don't know, like, obviously it sucks if you ordered things and they're not coming in time, but you also have to understand, like, these people aren't getting paid fairly, they're not having proper working conditions, and that happens in so many different industries. And that commercial with Mariah Carey and Sephora was so tone deaf, and I can't believe that people were defending her in the comments. I'm like, who are you defending? Are you a billionaire? Like, do you profit off of the fact that these people are not paying living wages? Looking at you, Amazon. Anyhow, We don't like Mariah Carey in this house. I'm sorry. I actually, like, anytime I hear that song, I want to blow my brains out. I don't know if I can say that, but anyhow, we're moving on to our next few songs. We're going to kick it off with Big Brave, and this is their song, Not Speaking of the Ways. This is another Canadian group. I can't remember where they're from exactly. I believe it's also in and around Toronto area, I want to say. I could be wrong. But this is off of their 2024 album, A Chaos of Flowers. Actually, I think they might be from Montreal, now that I'm thinking of it. Anyhow, I love Big Brave. I've played them before on my show, and I hope that they have... Yeah, they're from Montreal. Okay. I hope that they have more music coming. I also think I was supposed to see them at some point and didn't end up going because I was sick. This is a reoccurring theme. I'm starting to think maybe I should go to the doctors. And then after that, we have Spectral Wound with 12 Moons in Hell. Now, I put this song on here because 12 Wounds in Hell reminds me of 12 Days of Christmas. It's a very far stretch, I know, but you know what? We gotta take it where we can. I don't know. Spectral Wound is another group that has been recommended to me a couple times. They're also Canadian, I want to say. And this song specifically is off of... Let me check. This song specifically is off of their album Songs of Blood and Mire from 2024, featuring other titles such as Aristocratic Suicidal Black Metal, ooh, fun, and also At Wine Dark Midnight in the Moldering Halls. So, if that interests you, check out their album, check out their discography. It's a ton of fun. We're going to kick it off with Big Brave and Not Speaking of the Ways, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to 12 Moons in Hell by Spectral Wound. Before that, we had Big Brave with Not Speaking of the Ways right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This is The Mood with May. We are going to finish off with two more black metal songs, black metal adjacent. We're going to kick it off with Sakna and Altid, released as a single mid-October. Sakna, I believe, is also a Canadian group. It's the brainchild, it's a one-man project, brainchild of Canadian musician Solemn. And then after that, we are going to finish today off with Life Lover and Androider. This is off of their 2009 album, Decadence. So without further ado, here is Altid by Sakna right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
broadcasting 24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry